Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. That's another thing I'm grateful for.
And
for a full toilet paper roll. I'm so grateful.
And a castle of comfort.
Absolutely. Yes. You bet. Hey, let's have a little poetry.
Oh, yeah.
The late Curly Musgrave is riding along with us. This is a great poem. It's called Thanks, the Old Puncher's Prayer.
Tonight I walk by the bunkhouse, and in the dim light by his bed, that old cowboy who still calls me son took off his hat and bowed his head. He said, "I know it's been a while, Lord, since I checked in on my knees, but I often hear your counsel as I ride out on the breeze. But tonight, that sunset you give me in the West Montana sky was the best I can remember, and so I'm coming by to just say thanks for letting this old cowboy live another day. And thanks for that Montana sky tonight. And by the way, if I never see another, I'll die a happy man. For all the things you give me, I give my love and thanks. And whilst I'm down here praying, I'll give you thanks because of all the rodeos where I come out better than I was. For loops thrown true and for giving me aid on broncs and bulls so rank. Then for coming out with all my brains and bones, again my thanks. I know I ain't seen church, Lord, since Christmas of 63. But when I'm riding herd neath them northern lights, I can feel you touching me, and I see you on each lonely trail where me and old pony run when I catch that coyote on the moon or an eagle again the sun. And I hear your voice in the thunder that fills the prairie skies, or in the whinny of a newborn colt, or when a sleeping baby sighs. And when the chinook blows warm across the plains and new life fills the land, I don't need a steeple over me to see your wondrous hand. Guess you and me's been down this road, Lord, and saddle pal so long that when it's time to hang my spurs up, I hope you'll hire me on. Room and board's enough for wages, and with a Stetson for a crown, if heaven's like Montana, I'd be glad to settle down. Maybe you and me'd go fishing or ride a trail along the banks, but till you send that final sunset, I'll just say amen and thanks."
Yeah, that's a great poem.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
Good stuff there. Miss Curly, too. Man, we got a lot of friends that we're missing.
Yeah, we are missing.
But you know what? We need to remember our friends we have that are here.
Yeah.
Not after they're gone.
And be grateful and thankful for them.
Exactly. And we're going to do that here in our next show.
That's
we'll tell you a little bit later about that.
Hang on.
Yeah. All right, let's continue.
What you got?
A personality trait of yours that you're grateful for. I got to go sense of humor. I mean, I'm grateful for it. You know, sometimes it gets me in trouble.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Oh, come on.
I got nothing.
Come on, man. See, this whole thing is to help get you to to recognize that there's good in you.
There is good in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really deep down. Though.
Yeah. Okay, then if you're not going to do it, I will. All right. You watch out for those who are around you. When you see that there's a need, you try and fill it.
Okay. Let's go along with that.
That's what I'm going with for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And that's a personality trait. And you're your wife's.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
She'll bring in every stray around if you let her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of fun to see how many people are around our table.
At Thanksgiving.
It's always a surprise.
That is so awesome. That is a great personality trait.
It is. Yeah.
All right, a person you look up to.
Wow. Just one?
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know. There's a lot of them.
Mom, Dad.
Our parents.
Our parents, you know.
Those are people I've looked up to for years.
And then there
I know.
There's so many.
There are.
There are so many.
I look
so many
up,
good ones.
You know, old Brewer the Shoer.
You know,
look
absolutely,
up to him.
Absolutely, yeah.
My buddy, and I need to put this out here right now, Waddy Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Has been a good friend to me.
Yeah.
And has been a great mentor. And it's interesting how your heroes become your mentors and then become your friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's as it should be.
That's
right.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah. How about a life lesson? Can you
a
think
life
of,
lesson?
Any
a
of those?
A life lesson. Don't put Twinkies on a pizza. No.
Yeah. Don't fruit the pizza.
Don't.
That is a life lesson.
That is.
That is a life lesson. Sure.
Yes.
No, I, life lesson. I used to tell my kids whenever they messed up, and if it was substantial enough that it really bothered them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I tried to remind them. I said, look, this is a life lesson, not a life sentence.
Right.
All
right. Right.
Yeah. You messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from it.
Yeah.
And you try not to repeat that again.
Well, and I got to go along with that as well. As I was lamenting back when the kids were young, we were chasing them all over the state in sports.
Yeah.
You know, and about having a bleacher butt and 50,000 miles on a brand new vehicle.
Sure.
And Maxie Doyle called me to repentance. He says, you need to be grateful that your kids are healthy enough to chase around.
And that you have the funds to follow them.
And the ability to do so.
Follow them around.
That's right.
That's a great life lesson.
Oh, man, it was a great one.
You know, you look at your little first world problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you look at how bad it is over the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
Those
are
life lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bet.
And my computer crashed. Oh, I lost all my data.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Where am I going to sleep?
Am I going to be able to eat today?
Where's the next meal coming from?
Man, no kidding. All right. Something you're looking forward to.
Looking forward to retirement.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to chasing my grandchildren all over the state. In a vehicle that now has 150,000
miles on it.
Right, yeah.
Me too.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely.
Mostly,
yeah.
And this one is just another version of something else. A person. Yeah, a person that you're grateful for.
Well, it's got to be my wife.
My wife. Yeah.
Got to go there.
Well, she's number one.
She is.
Telling you what.
Yeah.
Yep. How about an ability of yours?
An ability.
Yeah.
My ability to stay away from work.
Yeah. your ability. There's only one person that I ever saw that was as good a farrier as our dad.
Oh,
and, it's you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's quite a compliment.
So that's an ability. That is definitely an ability of yours.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I guess for me, I'm just going to say my ability to lighten the mood.
I'm going to say being a friend.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go there for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's mighty nice of you. Yes.
You don't know no strangers.
Well, that's a true story, and I know there's some strangers out there that wish they didn't know me, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, we've got to end the show here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Hannah Houston is riding along with us. This is a great song. Thanks for today.
The irons have cooled off. The dust has all settled, riding home at the end of the day. Proud to be in the company of those better seasoned. No wonder, like me, do they pray. I wanna ride like I've never been bucked on, rope like I've never been burned, love like my heart has never been broke, and not ache from the lessons I've learned. the same prayer I say each night, and I know you hear me pray. So Lord, would you grant me one more tomorrow, but most of all, thanks for today.
Signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah, but we got more.
You got more.
Now, Hannah Houston is Randy Houston's daughter, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wondered if there's some relation there. Yep.
Yeah, that's his daughter. She sings beautifully.
She does.
Yeah. All right. Food you love.
Food
I love.
Meat and taters.
Oh, my goodness sakes. A good ribeye steak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gracious.
Biscuits.
Anything that Kent Rollins cooks.
It's what's in front of me.
Yeah, right.
At the moment.
Food, my favorite food is the food that's in front of me. Well, that's like Kent Rollins, you know, the great chuck wagon cook.
Right.
His
favorite
food
is
food somebody else cooks.
Somebody else cooks.
Yeah. That's his favorite,
my favorite
food. Yeah.
I got to go along with that.
Although he's the one that got me into sushi.
Oh,
man. And I love it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Cowboy sushi.
Oh, fresh oysters.
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz. It's your fault.
Oh, man. What
fresh oysters is all your fault.
What a delicacy.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. A person in your family. Yeah. All right. All of them.
One.
All of them. Yeah. I know.
Ahead.
We can't. Yeah. Something you like about where you live.
You know, the wide open spaces.
Solitude.
And the people.
The sky.
Big sky.
We see the sun darn near 365 days a year.
We do, yeah.
I know, it's not that much, but it's pretty darn
it's
close.
It's pretty darn close, yes.
That's something I like about where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about a happy memory?
A happy memory.
Oh, you know, there's all sorts of them.
Yeah, pick one.
Yeah,
right?
Probably the first gun Dad ever gave me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the first buck?
Oh, first buck you shot. My first buck was a doe. Okay.
That'll do.
Yep, it'll do, right?
Yeah.
Something that makes you smile.
My grandkids.
Yep, absolutely. You're going there.
Yeah.
A corgi makes me smile.
A puppy.
Every time I see a corgi, I smile.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
A smell you love.
A smell of leather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fresh,
horse.
Fresh baked bread. red.
Oh, let's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh,
hey, we got to end the show.
Be thankful.
Yeah, but
be grateful.
Do it.
And yeah.
Stay tuned for next week.
Hey, yeah.
We're going to feature our good friend,
yeah,
D.W. Grothy, his poetry, his songs, and, yeah.
His personality.
Stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coffee milk cow.
Ooh, I am grateful for
that. I'm grateful for old Bossy.
Yeah.